Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now Masachet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yoda. I'm at the bottom of the Amud. In the previous podcast, we made reference to the dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about the creation of the world, and here we will see the full sugya. Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer, remember, Tishrei Nivraha Olam, the world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei Noldu Avot, all the Avot were born then, but Tishrei Metu Avot, they all died then. Pesach Nolad Yitzchak, however, you know, Yitzchak was born Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel Vachana, all three of the most famous barren women in Tanakh, were remembered on Rosh Hashanah, meaning Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah Yatzei Yosef Beit Asurin. That's when Yosef was freed from prison and brought to interpret Paro's dreams. Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodami Avotenu Mitzrayim. That's when our ancestors ceased to work in Egypt. But b'nisan nigalu, that certainly has to be accepted, that we were redeemed in Nisan, but b'tishrei atidin nigal, we will be ultimately redeemed in Tishrei. So almost all the seminal events in Jewish history, and even in the future, occur around Tishrei, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, b'nisan nivra olam, b'nisan odu avod, b'nisan meitu avod, pesach nolad Yitzchak. So far, on all of the points that Rabbi Eliezer said happened in Tishrei, Rabbi Yeshua says happened all in Nisan, pesach nolad Yitzchak is a point of agreement. Both of those events, the remembering the barren women and getting Yosef out of prison, happened in Tishrei, according to both of them. And they're in agreement that our ancestors stopped their enslavement on Tishrei, but were redeemed in Pesach. And Benisina Tidin Gael, and a point of disagreement is when the eventual redemption will happen in, according to Yeshua, in Nisan. Tanya, so this is a sister brayta in which Rabbi Eliezer gives the source for why creation happened in Tishrei. In the beginning of creation, God said, "Let the grass, let the ground spurt forth grass." What month is it? What time of year is it when grass starts coming out and the fruits are on the tree? It's in the fall. That was the time of the first rain. It rained and things grew. Is from Perak Bet, that the condensation rose and then it rained, etc. How do I know it happened in Nisan? God commanded that the earth should give forth grass. When is it that the land is full of grass and the trees are full of fruit? This is when animals mate. The pasuk that we saw earlier in the first parak. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Eitzel Sepri? That's just a bracha that in the future fruit will give of their own kind. And Rabbi Yeshua has to contend with the fact that it says Eitzpri, that the fruit's already there. Everything was created in their proper full form and character. Shinemar vaychulu hashamayim va'aretz v'chol tzva'am. Al tikrei tzva'am, don't read their hosts, and let's see yonam, their character. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer, remember, nine should be shrein ovdu avot. How do I know that the avot were born in Tishrei? Shinemar vaykalu ala melech shlomo kol eish yisrael b'yerach ha'etanim b'chag. In Sefer Malachim, one of the 4 months that has a Hebrew name in Tanakh, of course, there's Chodesh Aviv in Chumash, and there's Yerach Ha'itanim, also Ziv and Bul. Yerach Ha'itanim is the month we call Tishrei. Yerach Shonodu Bo Itanei Olam. Why is it called Itanim? So according to this, it's the month in which the strong people of the world, the Avot, were born. My Mashman Ha'itan Leishto the Tkifihu. How do I know that Itan means strong? Yechtiv Itan Moshevecha V'omer Shimu Arim and Driva Adonai V'Ha'itanim Mostei Aretz V'omer Kol Dodi Hinei Zavam Daleg Halvim Mekapetz Al Ha'gva'ot. Now, the first two psukim were to demonstrate that the word etan is a reference to something that's strong and strong people. And now this pasuk from Shir HaShirim is interpreted as follows. The avot and imahot here are here as our ancestors, and therefore this connects now with the Geula happening at the time that they were born. Sure, Nisan Nildu Avot. How do I know that they were born in Nisan? This is a pasuk that we saw at the very beginning of the Masachet in the context of establishing when we count kings from. So another one of the months that has a Hebrew name in Tanakh is the one we call Iyar, and he calls it Ziv. Alright, Adam mitzvot. So Rabbi Yeshua will interpret that the teacher is called Eitanim not because strong people were born there, but rather because it's a time filled with lots of mitzvot. And Bechodesh Ziv here, which really is Iyar, but it's at least the same season, the idea is these are the people who bring glory to the world, or glamour, as it were, a glimmer of light. So what does Rabbi Eliezer do with Chodesh Ziv? Ahu de'itpe ziv al ilani, because it's when trees get their sunshine. Okay, Damar Yehuda. Imand enafik biyomi nisan v'chaz ilani d'malav levi, when you go out during the time of the spring and you see trees starting to bud, omer baruch shalom chiser ba'olam ha'klum v'abar b'yot tavot v'tavot tavot v'na'ot ba'an b'nei adam. And you thank God for creating all these beautiful things for people to get pleasure from. And that is the Birchat Ilanot. Now, Mandemar b'nisan noldu b'nisan meitu. Mandemar tishrei noldu b'tishrei meitu. And whatever position you have about when they were born, that's when they died, because Shenemar v'yomer aleihem b'miyas v'asim shana anochi hayom. When Moshe introduces himself at his farewell to Bnei Yisrael, he says, I'm 120 years old today. Shein tam lomar hayom. There's no reason to say hayom. Atam lomar hayom. What is it? Hayom malu yamei yoshtotai. Today, I'm exactly 120 years old, complete. To show you that God completes the years of the tzaddikim, and the idea is that a shu tzaddik dies on his birthday. From the pasuk in Shmot, which taken literally means that you're going to have a full life, but the idea is an exactly complete cycle. Okay, Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Where do we get that from? And it's a point of agreement that Yitzchak was born in Pesach time. The famous annunciation scene in the beginning of Parshat Vayera, Malach says, I will return to you lam moed, which literally means a year from now, but eimat kai idem pesach v'kam rale batzeret. So the way we're interpreting moed is a chag. If he was there at Pesach and said, I'll be there in Shavuot, b'cham shen yom mika yalda, nobody could give birth in 50 days. Ela v'kai batzeret v'kam rale batishrei, so it was Shavuot, and said, I'll be here in Sukkot. It's too little time. It must have been that he was there in Sukkot and said, I'll be back in Nisan. Okay, so how could she give birth in 6 months? So they say that year was a Shana Muberet, 7 months, that's enough. So we have a tradition that Tzara became Tmeah at that visit. And so therefore, you take those days off, there's still not enough time. So in the way that Chazal understood gestation, even that opinion that says that if the person's going to give birth at a full term, that it's really full 9 months, but one who gives birth in 7 months does give birth in 6 and a half, meaning part of the 7th month. And that would be the case. When Chana gave birth, it was tkufot hayamim. Literal read means after a season, but the drasha is miut tkufot shtayim. A tkufa is a 3 month period, a season. So that means two tkufot, a miut yamim shnayim. So that means 6 months and 2 days. So that's part into the 7th month. Okay. The other point of agreement is brashananif kadasar achal chanam nalan. Am Rabbi Elazar atya pkida pkidya atya zechira zechira. We have those words connecting. Aktib Rachel by Yizkor limit Rachel. So both Rachel and Chana are remembered. Zechira Zechira Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is called Shabbaton Zichron Trua. Pkida Pkida Kti B'chana Ki Pakad Adonai Chana. Kti B'sara V'Adonai Pakad Et Sara. But Hashem is Poked Chana, remembers her, and the same word used for Sara. And therefore that also links back to Zechira to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Yatzar Seif Beit Asurin. Everybody's in agreement that Yosef got out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. And Alan Dichtiv, Tiku B'chodesh Shafar B'kesel Liyom Chagenu Ki Chok LiYisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elohei Yaakov. And later on in that parak, we know that that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. It says, Eidut B'Hosef Samo B'Tzotei Shmo B'Tzeto Alev Tzitzoyim. Alright, so that it is a testimony to Yosef at the time, So when Yosef goes out into Egypt, so that's on Bechesed, Yom Chagenu, and therefore it is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, again, a point of agreement that the our ancestors stopped being enslaved in Rosh Hashanah. God says, as the first of the four famous promises, or five famous promises, I will take you out from the travails of Egypt, and it's the work. And back into the story of Yosef in that parak of Tehillim we just saw, the same word, Sivlot and Sevel, and therefore they're both in Rosh Hashanah. But Nisan Nigalu Kedita, that's right there in the Torah, that we were redeemed in Nisan, Metishrei Atidin Gael Atya Shofar Shofar. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say we'll be redeemed in Tishrei? Because of the mitzvah of Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. That there will be a great shofar sounded on that great day. Nisan Atidin Legal Yeshua disagrees and says we will be redeemed in Nisan. Leil Shimurim. Pesach was a night of watching, meaning Leil Hamshuar Vamishesh Mebreshit. It's a night that God's been waiting for since creation. It's a night that's determined to be always the time of redemption. Lazar says, no, Leil Shumurim means it's a night in which we're protected from Mezikin, which is why, of course, the common minhag is to not say those special psukim before going to bed on Pesach night to protect. Okay, v'azdu the tamayu, both Rabbi Lazar and Beshua are consistent with their own reasoning, the Tanya. We hear that the Mabul started on the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, on the 17th of the month. What's the second month? So he says, therefore, we always start from Nisan, because the world was created in Nisan, so the second month is Iyar. So really, it should be a time when the waters recede, because the world acted wrongly, God changed everything around, and the underground aquifers rose up. And God moved around the constellations, and as a result of that, brought a flood. He says, no, it was the 17th of Marcheshvan, because, of course, for him, creation starts in Tishrei, so the second month would be Marcheshvan. That's a time when the water is going to surge. And again, God changed things. And again, he moved the constellations around and created a flood. Now, I understand why it's called Sheni. Those are my Sheni. So why is it called Chodesh HaSheni? After all, everybody agrees that months start from Nisan. So Sheni LaDin. It's the second month since Din. Din is Rosh Hashanah. I understand in Rabbi Shua's case that the world changed things, so God changed things in a time that should have been receding waters, he flooded. Well, those are my Shina. According to Elazar, it's a time of great flooding anyways. That the people then, and this is based on the Midrashic direction, that the much of the sinning going on that led to the Mabul was of sexual nature, Rotchin Kilkulu Ba'avera, they violated with heat. Therefore, Rotchin Nidonu, therefore they were judged with hot water, boiling water, and therefore what was changed was that the water became boiling instead of cold. So Vayashoko Mayim doesn't mean, as it is in Pshat, that the water lowered at the end of the Mabul, but rather the water cooled down, just like the king's anger cooled down after Haman was hanged. Tanar Banan, Chachmei Yisrael Monim Mabul K'Rabbi Eliezer V'Litkufa K'Rabbi Yoshua. The reality is Chachmei Yisrael do reckon the Mabul as per Rabbi Eliezer's reckoning, and it started in Marcheshvan. But for the Tkufa, for the seasons like Rabbi Yoshua, Chachmei Mot Olam Monim Af the Mabul K'Rabbi Yoshua, and Chachmei Mot Olam count everything from the spring like Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up the analysis of the next component in the Mishnah, which is Yirakot. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.